I think he was a little surprised that he dropped that much weight, but you know it'll come. He'll get some of that back. I don't know if he'll get that high, but you know he'll get back into playing shape as we get going, and you know we'll get some more food in him, I guess.
Do you think fewer pounds will help him? He was saying he feels more elusive, that he can hit the hole. Maybe it was a little top heavy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure anytime you drop, you know, 12 pounds, you're going to be a little more, have a little more shake to you. You know, I just don't want him to lose his game with the fact that he can move the pile and get the tough yards.
He was saying yesterday he felt like he was going to have to earn his job back. Is a little midseason competition, can that be a good thing?
It's always a good thing. I mean, that's what we're doing all the time. I mean, every day we're competing no matter what the position is. And, you know, that group's done a good job. The holes that have been there, they've hit and gotten positive yards. And when there hasn't been anything there, they, you know, Ronnie's done a great job of finding things that aren't really there. And he's really improved, you know, in his whole game this year compared to where he was last year.
And we haven't talked to you since the game, but why do you think Peyton was so hard on himself after the game and said what he said and all of that?
You know, I can't really speak for him. I just know he's a competitor, and, you know, he wants to play at the top of his game all the time. And I guess that's how he felt. You know, my opinion was a little bit different. I thought he had a couple of mistakes, but it wasn't, you know, for the most part, he did play fairly well.
How can you get Julius Thomas more involved in the passing game?
Probably stop leaving him in protection. You know, we've had to use him a little bit more to help, you know, our line situation, take a little bit off the running backs. And obviously you saw in that game we got hammered pretty good by those two linebackers. And, you know, we had to make some adjustments during the game, and part of that was keeping him in the protection. And I know that's not ideal since he's one of our better players at the skill position. But we'll figure out some ways to help out our protection but make sure that he's still a big impact player for our offense.
Would you have been helped in that if Virgil had been active?
I'm sure it could. That always can help. That always can help. But, I mean, we knew fairly early that we had an issue there. So we really didn't get dig into that too much.
You see, if Monte comes back like he was and Ronnie keeps doing what he's done over the last month, you see a hot hand approach here? Probably.
I mean, you gotta just kind of keep playing all these guys. And I think Eric does a great job of making sure whoever is kind of running the ball really well, he doesn't go away from them. He sticks with them. We saw that. I know last year you guys gave me a hard time because I kept saying we want to rotate Noshon. That he would run real well for so long, it was hard to pull him out of the game. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, whenever we do, you know, whenever that happens and he's back, and we'll make adjustments. But right now, you know, whoever's up for the game, we'll use those three guys accordingly.
What's the key to getting the pass protection where you want and preventing some of those three-man rush sacks?
Well, they kind of got us on one of the things that we talked about a lot, and they did a good job of executing that specific game and picked us, and Clady was a little, I shouldn't say surprised, but didn't execute it the way he wanted to, and that was a bad sack to have at that time. But, you know, we'll keep working on correcting these things. And the good thing is, you know, they're going to allow us to play 8 more games. So we're allowed to get better. And that's what we'll do. And we'll keep coming out here and figure out a way to win the next one.
How do you think Cody's handled being, he had a good camp and then he's been, you know, kind of just in the learning mode. How do you think he's handled things? Continued to improve?
Anytime you're a rookie, it's tough because most of these guys were the best player in their high school. You know, if not the best player at their college, one of them. So anytime you come in and you're not playing a lot, you're inactive, you're active, you're not really involved in the offense, it's that guy's decision of, do I shut it down or do I stay with it? And he's done a great job of staying in his book. He constantly is around me through the whole practice asking me questions. How would I do this? What's the adjustment here? And between me and Tyke, we're trying to help him out as much as possible, give him more reps, make sure he's staying in it. But he's done a good job on his own of making sure that he's, you know, up to beat, you know, as far as what we're doing on offense.
You coach that position. What's the toughest part of being a young guy at receiver in your offense?
I would say the coverage adjustments. You think you got one, you know, if a lot of teams, and just an example, you're running a comeback, and if it's cover two, you have a completely different route, you know, whether it be a fade or you turn it into some kind of, you know, corner route. And it's a tough thing to adjust on the fly, and all of a sudden you release, and then they're disguising, it looks like it's middle field closed, and then it goes to cover two. Things like that, it happens so fast, and you're not used to doing that stuff. It takes some time to get used to, and I think that's why you don't see a lot of rookie wide receivers be able to come out and just tear it up. I mean, last year San Diego's guy did a great job, you know, and probably was a first-round draft pick that fell. But, you know, I mean, I had DT and Decker, and we didn't get those guys going until late in the season, you know. So, I mean, it's not easy. It's a tough position to learn.
Thank you.